Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
And how he's in us, we all one. We just one body. We one body. Sometimes we set so far apart. But we see one body. You see where I'm going with that. Then I want to say that we have so great a love for everybody in here. Let us pray so we can go ahead, okay? First, I'd like to say this. I do have an orange band. I did pay to go to a ball game. Wilson League teams. I got to go to church. But the game is at 4, I can make it. So I didn't take it off. I don't pay for it. That's why it's on. But I ain't God good. I'm about like Jay. I got to go to church. Right, Jay? Some of us got to come to church. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Father God, I thank you right now for our here being on this morning. Ask for forgiveness right now, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your spirit, God, already in this place. We brought you in our hearts, but I thank you, God, for the manifestation I'm seeing on today. God, I thank you right now for people just letting you release it unto you, Lord. God, I bless it right now, because that's why we come to church. That's why we come. We come so that if anything that's going on, no matter big or small, no matter what it is, this is the place. God said, I'm here, already knows about it. Because you know, he knows all things. But when we come in and just release it to him, he's waiting for us to do that. He said he'll help us. We've already prayed for the government, all the high officials. But God, continue blessing our pastor, our leader. And bless everybody on the sound of my voice. Keep us together, Lord. Keep us together in unity and love. With your grace and mercy each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes I might get a little poor and I say, Lord, help me. Amen. Amen. We come from Ezekiel chapter 37. Amen. So y'all remember this. I have a great faith in a great God who does great things, and something great is going to happen to you. Amen? Just remember that. But it comes by, don't be ashamed to praise God. Okay? I was up last night. Sometimes I wait late. I mean, I think about and go over stuff, but I wait late. I thought I was going to print something. I did all this typing. And when I got ready to print, wouldn't print. I was all at work. I did all that typing. Don't know about it. I don't like to type. Ezekiel chapter 37. So why is she walking around? The Lord gave him this word about the valley of dry bones. Well, Sister Barnes, why are you going to preach that to us? Why would you preach that to us? The hand of the Lord was upon me, and they carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which are full of bones. I'm considering y'all bones today, okay? Amen? You know, we do have bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there are very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Well, Sister Bones, why are you saying they were very dry? Because sometimes in White Oak, I'm talking to White Oak, sometimes in White Oak, I can't understand. I can't tell sometimes. Well, Sister Bones, we all praise the Lord different. Sure, that's true. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. So we know that God knows all things. Even the intent of our thought before we begin to think about it, he already knows about it. So do y'all think God knows what I'm talking about now? Amen. He knows all things. Amen. He knows us. He made us. He knows us. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them. And can these bones live? And I answered, Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. See, what I'm trying to say is God knows you. God knows what's in you. What you will do and what you will not. But Lord is saying, don't be ashamed of me. He said, I know that some of you have the great faith in your great God. But in order for him to do some great things for you, he said, it's something we have to do. And he said, I will lay... I'm going to go back to 5. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Now, he done gave you that. He done gave man breath. When they made man, when they came down from heaven and made man down on the ground, they formed him. As they formed man, they made that pulled breath into him. And man became a living soul. So we do have breath in us, don't we? So sometimes when we're sitting in White Oak, like we don't have a mouth to talk or a breath to praise the Lord, he said, why are we here? He said, why are we here? But he said, I will lay sinew upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. You shall know that I am the Lord. Do you know God? Do you know who God is? God said, remember. Remember when you came and received salvation. Remember when you received the Holy Ghost. That day, the joy that you had that day. Where is your joy? Where is your joy? God said we could do this stuff together and be on one accord. He blesses us. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Everybody get up. Just get them, get together. Get them, get together. Just get them, touch one another. Get together. Well, I'm not going to do what you're saying, Sister Bones. I don't feel like standing up. Just be obedient anyway. There was a noise, and behold, a shaking, the bones came together, bone to his bone. Get the bones together. Get them shaking one another. Get the bones together. Get on one accord. Get together. Shake them bones. Move them feet. Move them arms. He said, well, I made your body to move. Move that body. Move that body. Move that body. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. No breath. Yo, I like you know that you know that you, what's in you. What? Look at them babies. See, what's in the older people? We asked for an older choir to come up right now. They won't even do it. They wouldn't do it. They would not do it. They wouldn't do it. All these dry bones, get it working. Get it working. I'm not saying something like this funny, but I can write this word right here. They said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, comfort the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So that's what the word of God is telling me to tell you. Tell you what does say the word of God. What did the word of God say about your life, about situations in life? He said, you call upon my name. You got to call him, don't we? Even when you're going through. There's nothing too hard for God. He said, I know you and I see what you're going through. He said, restoration, restoration, restoration. He going to restore all things. He knows all things already. It's nothing we're going through God don't already knows about. But he said, except you call upon him. He said, you call me, I will come and see about you. But we got to do something, don't we? Amen. We come in here and sit down with our mouth all closed up like we don't know that we know where we are. And why do we come to church on Sunday morning? To praise and worship the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. God said, I'm not dead, neither are you. I'm a living God. I'm inside of you. You're not dead. Let him. He wants to see that spirit that's in you. Amen. That's how we come into this house. To praise and worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. God good? Amen. So as I prophesied, as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived. Y'all alive. Oh my God. Y'all are alive. He said, don't disconnect from each other. You love, get together, be on one accord. Connect together, amen. He wants us connected. We'll do better connected. Do things to better connected. Yes. When you say one sister, one brother doing something, nobody don't want to help. Mm. Nobody, you see that in need, you don't want to help. That's your sister and your brothers. Mm. Well, now some people back to them, they might be stronger than the other, but something you could do, amen. We could do it together. And stood up and put their feet and seen the great army. Oh, y'all stood up. I cannot hardly believe that. Y'all was so obedient. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I wanted you to do a little more than you did, but it's okay. It's okay. We had no music. I understand. Music make us shake, shake, shake. So I understand. They said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Y'all, the whole church family. And they say, our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Oh. But that's what happened. See, that's what happened. When your bones are dry. And when you have no joy. You are cut off. From the Spirit of God. So God said, when we come in here. And don't do anything and just sit down. I'm not going to praise God. I don't feel good. I'm going through things. Satan's just so happy. When you come in, don't do none of that. You have to release things unto the Lord. He wants us to. Amen. That's when Satan will have it. Except great things will happen to you. When you're going through sometimes, just say the word H-E-L-L. Sometimes, can I say that in front of the babies? H-E-L-L. When you feel like you're going through hell, everything breaking loose. If it ain't one thing going on around your life, it's something else. How you feel? You feel like you're going through hell, right? Your finance, your job, your children, everything. Sometimes your enemies get to worry you to death. Everything you're going through. That's everything dry, right? That's when it's dry. But that's Satan's job. But I'm just kind of give you that word. When you feel a shaking in your body and feel a little spirit, you know what that is, don't you? God said, I'm trying to work it out for you. I'm trying to work it out for you. That's why sometimes when you come in and sit down, look at our deacon was praying. As our deacon got praying, what happened to him? Did he feel something? Did he feel something? My sister, did he feel something? No matter what kind of feeling he felt something, didn't he? But what he do, he got up and did some work, didn't he? So we got to do some work. Don't want to be a bunch of dry bones. But go out and say, well, she called us dry bones. I certainly did. God told me to tell you that. The name of our church is White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church. Where did Pentecostal come from? What happened to the day of Pentecost? What did they do? They went up high, didn't they? They went in a room, and what happened? So what are we? What are we? What denomination are y'all supposed to be? Except believers. Except a church of believers. But I'm saying that I said this right here. We're Pentecostal holiness people. Woo! All of that. That's what they do. That's what they do. So the Lord said, that dry bone that you sit down all the time, don't want to move. My spirit is in you. You receive salvation, you receive my spirit, so it's in you. So he said, get to moving those bones, didn't he? Won't be long. I'm not long-winded. He said, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, O God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves and call you to come up out of your graves and bring you to the land of Israel. You know what you're going through? When you're down low, that's a grave for you. When you're down low, feel it. You're going through some stuff. You're going through. I'm going through this. I'm going, but God see you. He said, ain't nothing you're going through. I don't know about you're going to go through it. I done been, came, went back. So nothing we're going through, he don't know about it. We might feel like it's too hard. Well, that's where the prayer, praise, and power come in at. Prayer, praise, and power. We got to pray, do a praise, and get that power. So everybody understand what I just said. That's how you come up out in those dry places, those dry bones. You got to put some work in. Amen. When you come to church on Sunday, praise team or praise, sing as hard as they can. We sit out like, entertain me, entertain me, entertain me. But they didn't come to entertain us. They come for us to get into it with them. Amen. And sometimes, well, sister, aren't you so frisking church? No, I'm not frisking church. My grandkids. I said, I love it. I just love it is what I tell them. Don't mean I'm frisking, not frisking like that. But I love the Lord. And yeah, I want to help them people. I want to help them. Can't sing a song. I can move my body. We all can. Amen. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So y'all already know who he is. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you. His spirit is in all of us. And you shall live. He said, I have given you something to help you. It's in you. He said, when you're going through, you're never alone. I'm always with you. You're never alone. Some people feel like, well, I live by my own. You're never alone. He's always with you. That's your help. Anybody in this whole building can help you. He the one that can help you. That's right. And I shall place in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord, have spoken and performed it, said the Lord. He'll do everything for you. Amen. If he bring you to something, when you bring us to a situation, and we think it's so hard, we just can't do it. Well, I can't go through that. It's just too much. It's too much. He already knows what outcome going to be. He already knows about that. Amen? He got us. We have a great God. We have a great God. We have great faith. He's going to do some great things in us. We got to believe that. The faith come by hearing by the word of God. And I just spoke that word, right? Did you get catch faith and not believe what I said? Mm-hmm. Did you believe from God or not? But it's up to you. Amen? Amen. He said he's a potter and we're the clay. Amen. He makes us and he molds us. Amen. But what we got to do? What we got to do, Sister Bones? We just got to be believers, don't we? Amen. He said, like, now dry bones don't talk. Dry bones don't talk. But it's saying, as long as you got breath in your body, you can speak. Amen. And he said, you call me. Ah. He's waiting for us to call and talk to him, right? Amen. Call him. That's right. He will come see about you. Amen. You might be going through a bad season. Mm-hmm. This is a bad season. I'm having a hard time. He know, we know what we're going through. And he know your outcome. All we got to do is stay focused. And prayer, praise, and power. We got to stay focused, don't we? Amen. God said to get up. Get up. Get up. Don't sit down. and dragging that situation. Just get up. Get up. Get up. He's working it out. He said, he got this. We shall live and not die. Get up. When you walk down in something, just stay right down in. Get up out of, get up. No matter what the situation. Don't be dry. Don't be a dry bone. Don't be dry. This little season, just for a while. Amen. This too shall pass. Y'all hear that, right? Amen. The more you're going through, this a lady, a child said, the mama said, well, when how can Sister Mary go through all she go through? Really, how I go through stuff, I don't dwell on it. Why? Why? Okay, if somebody dead, for instance, why would I sit around and cry all the time? They not coming back. I'm talking about me. They not coming back. Don't mean I didn't love them all more than anything. Love, 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 more love. But I make my mind up here, if I think about them today, I get a little sad. Oh, not today. I ain't going there. Why would I go there every day? They not coming back. If we live, what did David say? His son was gone. What did David say? His son was gone. His son died, didn't he? What did he say? His son not coming back. But he can do what? Go where he is. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is good. God is good. Amen.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.